The Alaskan Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard. For information and a schedule of events, go to taprootalaska.com. It's 5:35, the Alaska Music Spotlight, every Friday at this time. Sneaking into your car radio, into your home, into your office with a little bit of Alaskan music and kind of encouraging you to get out on the town and support it. Be one of those people that goes to a stage that has Alaskan artists doing original material. Say thank you. Put a tip in the tip jar. Be happy that you are one of the people that helped make it happen. I'm Lauren Dixon, and today on the Spotlight, we have a visit, as naturally occur during the holidays, a visit with friends. Michael Howard is live in studio with us, and he's just coming off of a big old tour since September. He has been on the road, but he is back in Anchorage with a show tonight over at the Taproot at 7 o'clock, and it must be nice to be home. Welcome back.
Thanks, Lauren. It is great to be back.
Let me get the right miking corrected here. Okay, there we go. So you did just kind of get back, too. Only been here a couple days now, and I'm sure you were expecting snow.
Well, yeah, it was the day I showed up. It was dumping, and I was like, great, global warming's over. It's back to normal. And then I woke up the next day, and it was gone.
Michael Howard's got a CD that we've been spinning over the last year, The Martyr and the Magician. He's also been a major... what was the recognition on the Mountain Stage Songwriters Competition? It was a...
last year...
regional finalist.
Right, yeah. So there's an annual songwriting competition. It's called the New Song Competition is the organization, and they partner with Mountain Stage, and it's a national... songwriting competition, so you submit your songs. And
what song did you submit?
That one, it's called Better Than the Last, and I go
that one.
it's the first one on my last album.
He's been on the road thinking up creative new lyrics, and I think we just got a peek at some of them.
It's deep. I'm going deep.
So tell us where you've been. I mean, since September, what kind of travels have you been doing?
Sure. Since September, I went straight down to Florida and just finished a trek from Florida, ultimately all the way back to Portland. Tour sort of ended in Colorado, but I took a little break and went over and recorded for a week down in San Francisco, and then ended up back in Portland, and now here.
And the Martyr and the Magician CD has been out for just over a year now, maybe a little more than that, actually, isn't it?
It's going on a year. It hasn't even quite been a year.
You know, looking back at 2014, I was recognizing, how long ago it was. So that was the year it was released.
Basically, right at the end of 2014, early 2015.
Strong album, so, yeah. Lots of good press, you're out on the road, you're getting good coverage today, and we'll talk a little bit more in this half hour about some of the items discussed in the ADN article, the Anchorage Dispatch News, Alaska Dispatch News.
That's it. I still get it confused.
They had some interesting, I thought it was a nice article, and I think if people want to catch up with you, they should certainly point their attention towards that article. And then go see you tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So we'll be talking about the possible dark sides of Alaska, some things about work habits and creative patterns. And we'll be talking about the road. But let's kick into some music and share with folks what they might hear a little bit of tonight.
Cool. All right.
What do you got for us?
Are you okay with a new song or two?
I think we'd love to hear a new song.
Is that all right?
Yeah, we've been getting Martyr and the Magician good coverage. Jump on in.
She had heart despite the town folk, she had heart despite the town, and she holds on until the holiness departs. She found her brother for the winter and took the money to his home. There was hardly fitting music for the scene. He took a fall in London, now there's no way to get around, and he lives off of the demons of the mind. And she holds on until the holiness departs. So she went back to her working, publishing a magazine. This snowstorm stirring up a fantastic hell. The whiskey in her mug took to the brim, and she is impotent, and she drinks with ragged shadows of herself. And she holds on until the holiness departs. Yes, she holds on till the holiness departs. And the devil's kiss was dimly lit when it finally arrived, a dark and 100 miles over ground. And the spring was spitting hard when it came down from the mound and said that winter is followed by God. By God. She fell into mohair sweaters, swinging coats in a blinding rage, ripping branches, thudding trees like cannonballs. And she is stranded in her tower, a screaming Cinderella, and her voice could light a candle in the stars. And she holds on until the holiness departs. Yeah, she holds on till the holiness departs. She holds on until the holiness departs. She had heart despite the town folk. She had heart despite the town. And she holds on until the holiness departs.
Michael Howard with new music on 90.3 KMBA. Thank you for the song. Thank you.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
There's something I've always liked about your music. There's a warmth to the sorrowful flavor that maybe sometimes is being told in the story, but there's always something warm about your music, even when it might be painting a slightly, I don't want to say darker picture, but maybe kind of.
No, it's dark. There's something that there's, to me, it's surprising though, is something dark that comes out, and I don't consider myself a dark guy. Like, I'm a happy guy. You hang out with me.
Yeah,
you know?
That's. But maybe that's where the whole warmth thing comes through. There's never a pointed angst. The word angst doesn't even come to mind. There's just almost a sorrow.
Oh, good. Okay,
occasionally, the word sorrow comes up where you think, oh, well, this sounds like an interesting tale. Now, I do see that in the article we do talk a little bit about how Alaska is an amazing place, but there is a dark side of it. So tell us about the dark side of Alaska that maybe you've rediscovered or touched upon. It doesn't have to be the moment, but is there a dark side moment that you've used recently in your music?
So, and you know, the dark side, like, this is something that I sit around with my friends, you know, all winter and all, you know, all the time and talk about it. And it's just sort of like, you know, I don't know. It's the same reason that, like, you want to get out of Alaska for a while in the wintertime, you know, like after, you know, come January, February in Anchorage, it's, you know, you don't realize it, but it's like you and not you in particular, but all of us and all our friends, you know, you often like slip into this mental place that you don't even realize you're there, and you don't snap out of it until the springtime, and then you didn't even realize that we were all in this like weird place, you know. But during that time, it's like, you know, just in general, I think there's the stresses of life in Anchorage sometimes, and if you read the news, like I said, come the dark of winter, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and Alaska has its you know, I just feel like there is a dark side that's not always the sort of Disneyland Alaska.
Have you discovered that more by now that you've been out on the road quite a bit more often? Do you now that you can kind of compare where your things you're seeing in the lower 48 to up here? If you're going, wow, we really do have a dark side up here, or
it's actually some of
comparison.
Both. It's totally some of both. It's every time I come back, I'm like, wow, Alaska is so amazing, and it's so open and beautiful and inspiring and huge. You know, and that some of this quote unquote dark side is definitely not unique to Alaska. Like anywhere you go, there's
right.
problems. You know, so I think it just gives me some perspective being out on the road. But.
Well, I think we definitely see it when we're seeing this odd weather that we've got right now, to where it's darker than normal. And you keep wondering what's so off-putting about this rainy and warm weather. It's there's no snow.
There's no snow.
There's no moonlight shining off of the snow. There's no backdrop of lightness that we normally have. And so I've been oddly changed by this darkness here. And yet you go to the lower 48 and it's pitch black down there.
Sure, but yeah, and there's just something, and I feel like the charm of wintertime in Alaska is there's some snow, you know, there's some snow to play, and there's a certain nature of life up here. And when we have these, you know, the wacky weather like the last few years, it's just...
Well, we certainly know it's unique to us. Some of the unique things down on the road in the lower 48 where you've been, I love the picture that's floating around with the media articles of you in front of a train with some graffiti on there. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of bright green and bright red dirt. Bright green grass, bright red dirt. Where was that photo? And
that's down in the. It's actually down on, down by the river in the St. John's area, down in Portland. I had swung through there, and a friend took photos, and I called her up and I said, "Hey, I need some pictures."
Something to me felt like that was almost Midwest or even South. I was picturing in my head that it could have been there, and so I was picturing a warmer climate. And did you visit? You went to Florida. How were some of the warm climates? And
man, it's so interesting. Florida is, it's like Mars. I mean, it's nice.
It's flat.
The warm weather's nice, but, I mean, beyond that, I mean, we could talk on and on. I have so many questions. Like, there's so many interesting sort of parallels between other places I go. Like, we'll just say Florida. I mean, it's exotic. It has unique weather that's sort of extreme. It's got a lot of crazy people. It's got weird animals that you got to look out for. Very similar to Alaska, but it's just even crazier than Alaska in a weird way, and I can't put my finger on it.
Socially,
but that's Florida.
You know, that's true. It evokes a lot of stories, and yeah. So I assume some of that has found its way into some of your new writings. And
I do have some. So Florida is in a couple of the new songs.
We just might hear something tonight on stage, perhaps, that evokes some of that road trip. Michael Howard is playing live in Anchorage in Spinard at the Taproot at 7 o'clock tonight. The show is. Going to be a really nice way to cap off what feels like a casual Friday.
Yeah.
And I hope lots of people go out there and could hear some live music. What do you have for us next that you can share?
Cool. I've got another one that's, I guess it's sort of embracing the darkness again. You know, it's on the dark end of the spectrum. And then if we do another one here, I'll pick it up a bit. But this is another, it's a newer song. It's called Dealing with the Details. Blighted bits of satisfaction in the sounds from the city street. I try to learn the art of sailing, and there's so many ships at sea. I took a pause there on the pavement. I took the peace that it provides. In the moment passed in silence on a golden sea of time. Are their sails stealing good fortune? Are they favored by the wind? Making the most of every moment. Do they love and do they let love in? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My head hung and the hands are hidden. I want it over and over again. And I'm dealing with all these details that have tripped up much less a man. See, this act was all just feigning. I broke the fourth wall in this play. I'm I'm standing here with shackles dangling, darling, what is there left to say? Oh, yeah. Lie me in the orchard, in the blackness of an elm. Take the last stretch to the scythe and waters, where I don't have to let anybody in. Oh, yeah. So I'm halted in the hallway, I'm clinging to the calm. I'm not asking you to love me, I'm just wondering where I went wrong.
Michael Howard live in studio at KNBA playing tonight at the Taproot, 7 o'clock, returning home. That's what the holidays are kind of about. It's always, you always know those few folks who are coming back to the city after being gone for a while, and you look forward to that party where you're going to go get to say hi to all of them. That party's tonight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sure you'll be running into lots of friends and family. That song's not, there's nothing dark there. I see contemplative, I see reflective. But
well, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
There's definitely more, I kept sensing positive. I was.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
I think that's definitely positive. And I was looking at the quote, funny enough, earlier, where it says, I've spent a lot of time becoming aware of my work habits and creative patterns.
Yeah.
Again, reflective.
Yeah. Well, I worry sometimes because I was talking to my mother a while back and she told me she had listened to my last album, The Martyr and the Magician. And she told me she listened through it. And I was like, well, what'd you think, Mom? And she was like, well, I just didn't realize that you had gone through so many hard things and the songs are all so sad and I'm just worried about you. And I was like, no, Mom, it's okay. It's just art. It's just poetry, you know. But she's worried about me a little bit. So
yeah, there's definitely plenty of positive, reflective, and contemplative thoughts there. Sometimes it's just something as simple as tempo.
Sure.
Sometimes tempo is in music itself carries the emotion more than the terminology being used.
Sure.
So have you ever really approached big old up tempo catchy ditties?
I just don't. You know, I tried a little bit on my first CD. You know, 2-3 years ago, and it just doesn't feel like I try. You know, like every chance I get, like I'm trying to like when I end up playing the finished product is usually happier and a little bit more upbeat than I wrote it. So I'm constantly looking for angles to like pick it up a little bit, you know, and pick up the tempo and pick up the mood, and I just have a hard time. I don't know why.
Sometimes it's good just to include into a set just to have a cleansing. For the audience, it can just boom. It can cleanse them a little bit.
Sure,
and you're right back into
you
reel them right back into a new zone. Leave that to Kevin. Now, Kevin, where else playing
bass
with you
tonight?
That's why
I hired him. Yeah, yeah.
Anybody else on stage joining you?
No, I think it'll just be me for most of the set, and Kevin Worrell will hop up for a little bit, and then there's some other bands later on in the night, the later show. But just me holding it down. But I've got lots of stories and some bad jokes and stuff I'll tell in between. Bad as in they might not be funny, but trying to keep the mood bright, you know.
Sure. Tell the story of the road. Where you been? He's been gone for a while, but he is back now, and you're gonna hang out for what, maybe a month or so, or
I'm here
a few months?
Here just through the new year, and then I'll go back down through San Francisco to finish the album. It's almost done.
Ooh, cool.
And then I've got a tour booked. It's falling into place up through the Midwest and back to Portland for the winter time.
Those are the perfect times to leave. January, February.
I don't
need that kind of winter up here. I'll take the other months, but that one's the tough one.
Right. Well, and then though I find myself down in, you know, Minnesota also in the dead of winter, and that's not the most like, it's I should maybe take a look at my annual tour schedule and
yeah, you might
dial it in a little bit.
Use the word south a little bit more in your tour plans.
Yeah, plan for Florida in January again.
Let's squeeze in one more track before the World Cafe, which is coming up next at 6 o'clock. We've got more volunteer programming on the evening schedule as well. And Michael Howard is here live in studio. His show at 7 o'clock tonight in Spinard. You know you're going to be there anyway in Spinard, so why not swing by the Taproot? One more to share?
Sure, yeah. Thanks, Lon. This is another newer one. It's called A Song in a Solemn Key. Leave me a place, a space in your heart, a place for to quench all my yearning. And when I go, there I will remain. As the moon stays hanging fixed till every morning. I know that you, my love, will not deliver up that place, but I'll do what I will with my passions. And there's a place I know, made of marble and gold, and I won't boast, but I will hold on close to what I'm given. Do 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 do. And when I grow old and the birds swing low, wayward vines go roaming, yes, in that place I wait, by that same old gate, as the days go by, and lilacs die, and the crow is gently crooning. Do, 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 do. In your heart, with your long white hands, will you hold me? And when I go, yes, there I'll stand, a monument to my love. You decide on returning.
Michael Howard live in studio. Recognize some of those lyrics. I think you previewed some of them early on in the interview. To do do do.
Yep. That's
the, and they're there. I can write some of those. I'll be working on some of those. I'll add some in the background. I like those songs, and there's something I always enjoy about Michael Howard's music. And this is just, you know, my ear. Every Michael Howard song that I hear, the new ones, they always sound like an extension of what you've done. They never sound different in the sense of going backwards. They always somehow just sound a little warmer, richer, and more forward. Forward's just a good word to use when I hear you play. It's always a little bit more. And
thanks.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. I for the first time really feel like I have a thing that's my thing, and that's the thing that I'm doing now. You know, it's taken me a while to get to it, but it's really starting to feel like that. So thanks.
And a bit of momentum. That's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
It's a really great thing to have. It's what keeps you out on the road. You've got momentum anyway with traveling, so you might as well hope that music feels like it's equally as forward moving as your car and your feet are.
Mm.
So enjoy the tracks that you lay out here in the next year, 2016. Enjoy your time back in Anchorage, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
The show is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Taproot. Michael Howard back in Alaska. This has been the Alaska Music Spotlight. I'm Lauren Dixon. See you back here on Monday.